Army officials say they made a lot of progress during the first few years of the Federal Data Center Consolidation Initiative, but that progress has stalled over the past couple of years. So they're issuing a new directive telling local commanders exactly which data centers they've got to close and when. Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu has more.
The early wins include the closures of more than 400 data centers, mostly between 2010 and 2015. But progress has slowed significantly since then, so top officials are about to get a lot more prescriptive. A directive prepared by the Army CIO's office and expected to be signed by Army Secretary Eric Fanning in the coming days contains a detailed enclosure telling installation managers exactly how many data centers they're allowed to have on their bases between now and 2025 and which centers have to be shut down. Officials felt the directive approach was needed because under updated OMB and DoD guidance, the Army has only two more years to eliminate another 350 data centers from its current inventory of about 1,200. Attila Bognar, the chief of the Army Data Center Consolidation Plan Division in the Army CIO's office, says in 2015, Army commands only managed to close 71 data centers out of a planned 130 for that year. The target for 2016 was 140 data centers, but only 20 have been closed so far.
So we're really slipping right now, and I think the answer is simple. Prior to 15, we got all the low-hanging fruit. We got all the data centers nobody wanted anyways. But now, we got the data centers everybody wants to hang on to, the ones you're hugging on to and say, hey, this is my baby here, don't touch it. So we have to work hard now to influence the fight, and again, the government's probably going to help with that. Again, a lot of hard work here. And not only that, but most of the data centers we have closed, a goal transparent here, have been small data centers. That is five servers or less. So we haven't hit those heavy brick-and-mortar facilities. Again, you can imagine why. This is very precious to our commands out there. And we're going to have to begin to whittle those down as we engage in this fight here.
Bognar speaking at AFSCA's annual TechNet conference in Augusta, Georgia. The forthcoming directive will lay out a new roadmap with the ultimate objective of getting the Army almost entirely out of the business of running its own data centers by 2025. One reason officials see that as a desirable outcome is that most Army-run data facilities are highly inefficient. On average, only about 30% of their space and computing capacity is actually being used, and up to 80% of the applications they're running are at low enough security classification that they could easily be hosted in a commercial environment without undue risk. The first phase of the current roadmap, now underway, aims to comply with a Defense Department mandate to cut DoD's overall data center inventory by 60% before 2018 and to cut the number of installation processing nodes, data centers that handle genuinely local IT tasks, to just one on each base. Some large bases currently have dozens of those. Even if the Army succeeds in that task, it'll still be left with about 200 IPNs. The end goal is to consolidate most of those functions into four large Army Enterprise Data Centers, or AEDCs.
So we got to whittle it down more. So in phase two, we've identified the top 40 data centers in the Army that provide support to 95% of our customers. Now, those top 40 also align with the MPLS and GRSS efforts that are ongoing as well. So we're going to take those 200 IPNs and shrink them down into those 40 IPNs. Actually, 38 out of the 40, because two of those IPNs are standalone, the Pentagon and Site-R. Then as we go into phase three, when they take those 38 and can collapse them into the four AEDCs. So this means at the very end then that we're going to have a small data center formation for IPNs. There will still be Army National Guard state-owned data centers out there because they're under a different title. And I will tell you we'll probably have about five or six outlying IPNs that are very unique based upon mission or landmass. So, for example, Kwajalein Atoll will have to retain an IPN. The detention barracks at Leavenworth, because of some of their unique processing requirements, will probably retain an IPN, but that will be a very small handful. The bottom line is we're going to dramatically shrink our IPN count.
Army IT officials believe the current data center consolidation edict has a stronger chance of being carried out compared with the various policy memos issued up until this point. This time around, officials determined the strategy needed to be articulated in a formal directive from the Army Secretary. Previous memoranda were sometimes interpreted as mere suggestions. Several large commands still have not built the difficult tasks of rationalizing their applications and closing data centers into their five-year budget plans. The directive will also set up a governance council made up of generals and senior executives to ensure the new schedule is followed.
Ensures that the Army will comply with data center consolidation efforts. It will track all the specified tasks in the directive. It will track the implementation schedules and timelines and ensure that we don't digress from that. Now, There will be a means for commands to ask, if you will, for reclamas not to close at certain times, but it must come through the MERC, the Migration Petition Review Council, in order to get approval. Ultimately, the MERC is going to report to the chair of the Army Enterprise Network Council, who in turn will report status to the senior resource group, which is, of course, chaired by the Secretary of the Army. So there's some serious governance put into the directive as well to ensure that we don't deviate.
The Army's data center closure plans are highly dependent on making sure it finds suitable homes for the data and applications now housed within the facilities it wants local commanders to shutter. And on that front, Bognar acknowledged the Army has not done as well as it should have.
Case in point, going to the commercial cloud. It's out there. We're ready to do it. But we have issues with some security constraints that we have to work through. We're getting very, very close. And that will help trigger a massive movement out of these data centers into the cloud. So in fairness to the data center owners, the Army has not provided the ability for them to move sometimes out of these enterprise, out of these legacy data centers. That's why we're creating these Army Enterprise data centers as part of the end state, but they're coming online now as part of the directive.
Although the long-term consolidation plan doesn't require their use until a decade from now, the Army has already started work to make those Army Enterprise data centers available for early adopters. It's planning to place them at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, Fort Knox, Kentucky, Fort Carson, Colorado, and Redstone Arsenal, Alabama. To help with the overall problem of migrating legacy data and applications to the cloud, the Army has set up a specialized division within its Program Executive Office for Enterprise Information Systems. Its role is mostly advisory. Only an application's mission owner can make the call as to whether an IT system should move to, for example, the Defense Information Systems Agency's MilCloud service, a commercial hosting provider, or an Army Enterprise data center, says Johanna Curry, the project officer for the Army Application Migration Business Office.
Selection of the target environment is up to the mission owner themselves. As the funding organization, they get to decide where it is that they're going to go. But we will let them know which environments are eligible to host those applications. There's considerations for security. There's considerations for the technical infrastructure. We want to make sure that we're advising appropriately.
Over the long term, the Army sees relatively little need to handle its IT services within the confines of its own bases. It plans to issue a contract by the end of September to pilot a contractor-operated cloud service on the physical premises of Redstone Arsenal. But Bognar says data centers such as those would serve a fairly narrow function, housing and processing highly sensitive data, at what DoD's Cloud Security Requirements Guide defines as Impact Level 6. Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.